Hey, congratulations on a great single, and thank you for allowing us to give away trips to see you in Las Vegas. We've had two winners so far. Oh, my God, one woman almost passed out. She was so excited.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm so psyched to get back to Vegas and the fact that we're going to be in this brand-new room. For us, we've never played this room before. Whole brand-new show. I mean, we've been doing residencies down there for the last 3 years, but this is a new place for us, Planet Hollywood. Slightly bigger room than where we were. And I'm just ready to go.
So what's going to be different about this show than some of the other residencies that you've done?
Different production, obviously, different songs. I think we're going to approach things a little bit different. For me, it's always a balancing act of keeping the spirit of what I do, which is a lot of spontaneity. I always have to have that in my show. So that, you know, I want to play with the audience. I don't want to play at them. I want to play with them. And I think anybody that's seen us live knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's one of the things we really have loved about you and continue to love through the years. And speaking of love, I think Tom's wife is actually in love with you.
We saw you at Tahoe this summer, and halfway through your show, she leans over to me and she says, "He's my Elvis." So...
okay.
Could you do like a quick Elvis impersonation for my wife, Vicky?
Was it because we were at, you know, Lake Tahoe? Was that the Elvis connection, or what was the connection?
Women of a certain age were into Elvis. Well, that's her with you. Plus, your show, like you say, you play with the audience, not at. I think you had a couple up on stage and slow dance during a song. You saw their sign out in the audience, and it's remarkable how well you read a room, whether that room is, you know, your family in the living room or 20,000 people in a stadium. I've never seen an artist quite as good as you as relating to everybody in that crowd.
You know, because I came from playing in the club and small venues, you know, 20 people and then 50 people and then sort of slowly building it up. I think by doing years and years in those sweaty, hard knock clubs, I don't feel much different than with how I play for an audience, whether it's 20 people, whether it's 20,000, for me, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, we're under one roof. We're going to have the time of our lives. Let's go.
Well, I'm still waiting for you to do a quick Elvis impersonation for my wife.
Are you lonesome tonight? I can't die.
That's good enough.
That was good enough. That's all we needed.
Keith, thank you so much. We will see you in Vegas.
You're always the best.
Likewise, guys. Nice to talk to you, Pat. See you, Tom. See you, Cody.